The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
I can't believe how many books we checked out at the library today. I'm going to be up all night reading.
Our house is starting to look like a library. Maybe it's time we go through some of these stacks. I don't think we've even read some of these since we bought them.
Get rid of some books? You must be joking. What books do we own that we could possibly get rid of?
Well, it seems to me when it appears we have duplicates, let's see, such as Sonnets and Slugs.
Oh, well,
look,
one.
You just checked out a copy, and I know we have that exact same book around here somewhere.
Okay, so we've got a duplicate of one book. That's not so bad, is it? It's not like we have duplicates of every book we own.
Well, let's face it, Anne. We've been collecting books for years. It was bound to happen. We've outgrown our bookshelves.
I guess you're right. But Dave, we have so many books, I don't know where to begin.
I know. We're going to have to get a huge trash can, one of those huge...
Wait. You mean we're just going to throw out the duplicate books? Now you really must be joking.
Well, not really. I mean, how many people do you know they're going to drive out to our house and look through these books? Maybe if it was later in the year, we could have a garage sale. But remember what happened when we tried to sell all those clothes last year?
Yeah, I remember. Well, now we know that when we're having some sort of a garage sale, we can't be home because it's just too tempting to go out and bring everything back in.
I have the perfect idea, and one that won't take much effort on our part other than going through the books, and none of them will end up in the trash.
And what might that be?
Well, since we've both taken the pledge to be everyday environmentalists, maybe we can inspire others to do the same thing. Talking to the library staff about starting a book exchange where people can exchange one for another, make a donation, or just take books they'd like to read.
Well, I guess I could find one or two books to donate to this cause. After all, if I decided that I needed them back.
Right. Maybe this isn't such a good idea after all. We might act on my second idea.
Uh-oh, I have a feeling this one's a little more complicated.
Well, I really do want to support the library with developing a magazine and book exchange. Meanwhile, we could donate books to the hospital or homeless shelters. And if you're really worried about tracking down books, I have a third idea. We can give books to the jail. A lot of jails have libraries.
Okay, donating books there is a great idea. Maybe we'll find so many books to donate we can support all three places and have some left for the book exchange at the library.
Recycle your reading. Pass your books on to other readers. You'll be recycling important resources, not just paper, but ideas too.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, produced by Joseph C. McGuire, technical engineering by Jay Charles, scripts by Britta Eshte. Featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Anne. Let Dave and Anne show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.